Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm announcing you.
Ah, okay.
Good afternoon. As you can see from the steadily dwindling ranks of attendees, DebConf is drawing to a close. However, after DebConf is before DebConf, so here is your preview for next year's DebConf in Curitiba.
Hello, everyone. I'm Paulo. Here we have the local team in Brazil, from Brazil. Daniel, Samuel, Lucas Kanashiro, Arthur, Siqueira, and Ellen. Probably, and Valécio is there with the yellow shirt. Probably you saw everybody here on the last days. And I would like to talk about what you are planning to DebConf in Brazil. This is our logo. This animal is a tamanduá, and we are using it because he's a very good animal and he has a problem to be extinct from Brazil. Well. Welcome to Curitiba. I'm going to show a video to you that will talk about Brazil, about Curitiba, in English, by the way.
How about Europe, Germany, Italy, Poland, Portugal, or the Middle East and its customs? Fraught with aromas and flavors. Maybe America, bold, enterprising, modern. Or even Asia, with its tradition and capacity in overcoming obstacles. All these places are here. In Curitiba, in southern Brazil. The origin of the name of the city is in the Tupi language, spoken by Brazilian Native Americans, meaning land of the pine trees. For over 300 years, this city has been attracting people from all over the world. The city currently has 1.8 million inhabitants and 3 million in the metropolitan region. It is one of the most innovative cities of its time. In the 1970s, the city designed an efficient mass transit system, inducer of urban growth. The system's integration enables reaching any district with this just one fare. The city established environmental protection policies by implementing large public parks, as well as a waste recycling program. Today, it has one of the world's highest green area per inhabitant ratios. It is also known in Brazil for the cleanliness of its streets and the attitude with awareness of its citizens. Curitiba has one of the country's best educational standards. It has 4 universities, among which the oldest one in Brazil. The city also offers major centers of technological education, plus a basic education network featuring excellent indicators in educational outcomes. Curitiba and its metropolitan region have facilities of countless companies from all over the world. This is the outcome of incentive policies added to the local high level of quality of life, to its enterprising posture and educational level of the population. The city is serviced by a modern airport and is a mere 100 kilometers from one of South America's largest export ports. It is located at an important highway crossroads between São Paulo, the largest city in Brazil, and the countries of the Mercosul, Uruguay, Argentina, and Paraguay. It is located close to important tourist attractions such as Vila Velha, site of an impressive geological formation, and Iguaçu Falls, one of the planet's 7 wonders of nature. The city has an intense cultural life with theater festivals, major shows, and international events. It is also one of the country's main gastronomy and hotel park hubs in Brazil. Curitiba, the world is here. Welcome.
So we find this video from the City Hall Curitiba, and we'll show to you because it's very nice. It's in English, and they show many images from the city and some cities around Curitiba, like Foz do Iguaçu, and in Vila Velha, that if you go, you can go there before or after DebConf. Well, in July, we have a temperature, a little freeze, so for us, at least, between 7 and 20 degrees Celsius, but sometimes we have 0 or 1 Celsius, what is very cold for us. So we have snow in 75 in 2013, as you can see. And this is Daniel's grandmother enjoyed the snowstorm in Curitiba for a few minutes, maybe 5 or 10 minutes. We have snow there in 2013. And we know how to make a snowman, right? Nice. We'd like to show some photos about Brazilian food, like coxinha. Brigadeiro, coxinha is soft, yes, and the brigadeiro is sweet. We have with chocolate. We have feijoada, Brazilian barbecue, and a lot of fresh salad. So don't worry with vegans or vegetarians. We have a lot of food. By the way, even the people that eat meat, we have salad too. It's very usual in Brazil. We have a buffet with rice, beans, beef, and salad too. It's very usually for us, fresh salad, like lettuce, tomatoes, and everything. Well, Brazilians likes to give a hug. So if you have a friend, usually the friends like to hug each other. Don't be afraid if a Brazilian want to give a hug. And the kiss on the face, right? Is when you meet someone, is very usually you kiss on the face. But in Curitiba, it's just one kiss. But in other cities, it's two kisses. And the other cities are three kisses. It's very different from one city to other, but in Curitiba it's just one kiss because Curitiba is more
efficient.
Yes, one kiss is enough, right? Well, like I said, you can make tourism in Brazil before or after DebConf. In the Paraná state, where Curitiba is, we have Catarata Falls in Foz do Iguaçu City, that we showed on the video. We have Vila Velha, and probably you will arrive in Rio de Janeiro or São Paulo, because these are our international airport. So if you want to stay some days in Rio de Janeiro and São Paulo, it's a great idea. We have Amazonia Flores, that is not near from Curitiba, it's far from Curitiba. And the Northeast region has wonderful beaches. And by the way, I was born there, but I live in Curitiba now for many years. But if you like beach and the beaches with warmer water, you should go to Northeast. So this is a map where you can see Rio de Janeiro, São Paulo, Curitiba, and Porto Alegre, where was DebConf in DebConf 4, just to have idea where is Curitiba. From São Paulo to Curitiba is just 1 hour by plane or 6 hours by bus. The travel by bus is very nice. The bus is very comfortable. So if you don't want to go by plane, it's a good idea to go by bus. It's very, very nice. So let me show. Samuel will talk about the venue and other stuff.
So Curitiba has two public universities, and our venue is going to be on one of them called UTFPR. It's Federal Technological University of Paraná, and it's located in downtown. Here it's on your bottom left. And right next to it, there's a big shopping mall and also a bus stop. And the hotels where we are planning to do the accommodation are located like two blocks away from the venue, so that's not going to be a problem at all. This is the same place where we did the last two mini DevCons in Brazil with UTFPR, and it has this big auditorium for 409 seats. They also have the mini auditorium with 100 seats and many classrooms between 20 and 50 seats, and they have like these big tables with power plugs in there and also Ethernet plugs. And they are all located on the same campus. And also has a big restaurant inside. The restaurant currently has two floors. This is a photo of the second floor, and we are gonna serve the meals there. And this is right in front of the entrance of the auditorium and the mini auditorium. It's like an open garden where we can use it as a hack lab, and there will be Wi-Fi there. And this is like the hall between the open hack lab and the restaurant. So you have everything connected to each other. Also the place for the job fair. The university is very accessible. You can say there are ramps to all of the rooms you need to go. There are elevators also. But probably we won't need to use that because it is all on the ground level. I think maybe one of the rooms is not going to be on the ground level, but it will not be a problem. We are trying to reach some hotels, so there are at least three hotels. It's actually two hotels and one hostel, and this is one of them. And I'm gonna show two of them here, and both are like one block away from the venue. National Inn with about 200 rooms, and Aladdin Hotel with 80 rooms. So these are our current dates, and on the last day, it will be a Sunday. There will be a handicraft fair visit and also Brazilian barbecue for those who stay there. But all the talks are gonna end on Saturday because people have to work on Monday and stuff. And do you want to say something?
Here in the hotel, we are showing that room, that conference room, because we will make a hack lab inside the hotel too. So we use this space. There are other rooms too that we can use to the hack labs, and probably we'll have hack labs on the venue and in the hotel. So who prefers to stay at night working or doing stuff, something, can use the hack lab on the hotel. That is it. Some comments you'd like? Did I forgot something? Okay. Questions, please. Easy questions, please.
Concerning the hack labs at the venue, you said you have a lot of classrooms. Is there also one big hack lab possible?
Probably. We want to use this space, this open space, and put some wall. Let me find here. No, there's no man. Here, we're planning to put some walls around and do the hack lab in this space, other space that we are looking to. But it will be somewhere there.
Yeah. Then concerning the temperatures, because it's winter, In Cape Town, there was no heating in the rooms. How is this in Brazil?
There won't be any heating in the rooms, but as you see, the minimum that you will find is 5 degrees, but that's only in the early morning. So like at 10 o'clock, it's gonna be something between 10 degrees and 20. It's not usual to use heaters in there.
But to have air conditioner in the all rooms or auditoriums, that you can regulate the temperature. So
the air condition can also heat.
Yes, can, yes. Okay. But, sorry?
Yeah, then that's fine. Well, and I remember that in Cape Town, mm-hmm. when you sit the whole day in a hack lab that was not heated, it was getting very cold for a lot of people.
Yeah. Will be cold for us, so we are.
Hi. I would like to know how the laws about concerning selling alcohol are. And another question, are there any close microbreweries that are able to sell some kegs for us? Thank you.
Okay, so there are a bunch of local breweries, and we are planning to connect with them to get some beers and stuff.
Sure.
But we aren't allowed to drink inside the venue, so that's the main reason we are looking for this hotel hack lab, and we want to sell beers in there, but maybe we will also set up like a beer truck very next to the venue, but the hotel is like one block away, so. That should not be a problem.
Yeah, there are some beers.
Yeah, there are lots of local breweries. I think it's the city with most local breweries in Brazil, probably.
Yes. More questions?
What about using a bike in the city? Is the city very flat or very hilly? Is it common to use a bike there, or is it dangerous to use a bike in the city?
I ride a bike daily in Curitiba, and like most of the city has bike lanes, so it should be very easy to ride a bike and also very safe. And the city is somewhat very plain. You're gonna find some hills, but not. It's not going to be that much, so we should be perfect for riding a bike. And we are looking for, we are talking with a bike rental service to see if we can arrange some bike to get inside the venue so people can rent them from there.
Is the hostel that you mentioned, is that the dorms? As in for people who apply for an accommodation bursary? Okay.
Yeah, we prefer to use the hotels first.
Okay.
And if it's necessary, we will rent the hostel too.
Okay.
Because the hotel is near for the...
Yeah, the hostel is not that close as the hotels are.
Hi, I want to know if there will be a karaoke. In Heidelberg, we had a karaoke and it was very fun.
Ah. Yeah, we hope so. We are planning to make some different things, like vegan fair, for example. We are planning to do a
football game.
Yes.
Somebody already challenged us.
Some kind of table with foods that you can improve there to taste in Brazil, local foods, and let's go party there too.
There are some karaoke bars in Curitiba, close to the venue also.
It's easy to set up in an art club.
Yes. Yeah.
And what about activities and places to go with children?
Yes.
I'm not really sure, but there is a zoo. There are lots of parks. If you're into that, you are going to really like it. You will have like at least 6 options for big parks in there. So there's this zoo, and I know that there's lots of attractions for children, but I'm not sure what they are actually. I know that there's one inside the shopping mall, but it shouldn't be that fun because it's inside the shopping mall, you know, but.
Yeah, every Saturday on downtown, maybe 10 minutes from the venue, the city hall is putting some
activities. Yeah.
Yes, to try to play there, to balloons and everything.
Like ping pong tables and stuff like that, chess games.
Every Saturday. Sure.
Hi. Two things to consider while you're planning. One, because you're talking about hack labs in multiple locations, sometimes it's difficult for newcomers, people who are shy, and people who have different time sense to spread out so much. It's more difficult for people to meet each other if they don't have a central place. So you might think about how to hold people together that way. And the other thing is that food is complicated, and for example, vegetarians will not be happy with salad.
Yes, so yeah. It's more than salad, right?
Yeah, it's not meat dinners with the meat removed. Yes. It's a different kind of, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I simplified very much, but yeah. We have three persons on the local team that are vegetarians. By the way, one is vegetarian, two are vegans, so they are helping us to make a nice meal.
But it looks like you have a challenge with the hack labs if you want to have alcohol and you want to have a number of other things a block away. So I think you'll have a challenge this way to hold people
alcohol
together.
Is the main problem.
Yeah. And a warm hack lab where people can sit together.
Yes.
Unfortunately, time's run out. Thank you very much for all your feedback and questions. Thank you very much for your presentation.
Just please send to us all ideas that you have. Don't be shy. We are grateful to receive many kind of ideas that you have that you would like to see on DebConf, right? Thank you very much.
And next up is, unfortunately, the last event. It's the closing ceremony. Thanks. Bye.